Mohawk Nation News. Mohawk mothers give red light to Royal Vic Project. Audio. May the 25th, 2022. This is all about theft of Indigenous land. Never mentioned in the OCPM report or news stories today is that all the land is unceded Ganyogehaga Mohawk territory since time immemorial. Land is the only issue. No invader can produce ownership or rightful occupation of any land on Turtle Island. They are trespassers. Only the Indigenous people can give permission for everything. We are placed here by creation since time immemorial. Mainstream media misled the public by saying that the project got the green light when OCPM has no decision-making power. The Gatnistosera, on the other hand, have all the power, Gazastosera Goza Oyera, and have given the red light to this project of the foreigners to our land. Montreal mayor said, we need to make sure if there is any doubt, if we think that maybe there's potentially graves there, we need to do it right. They proposed to set up a museum to display our remains to glorify the murders they have committed as a tourist attraction. The OCPM, Office of Public Consultation of Montreal on the Royal Vic McGill Project, cannot give the green light. No foreign organization can do or say anything on our land, the commission rightly recognizes, however, that our requests are beyond the mandate and competence of this commission, meaning they have no authority because they are a military occupying force. This land theft permit deliberately overlooks the dispossession and genocide that we experience. They don't want to own up to the truth. Our children were kidnapped for experimental research and placed throughout Turtle Island, which is soaked with our people's blood. For the first time, Canada is being requested to find unmarked graves of Indigenous children outside the reserves and residential school death camps. McGill, CIA, Canada, and the military imported Nazi serial killers called scientists to invent better mind control methods and to help Canada find a final solution to the Indian problem. Many people support our demands to repatriate the remains of our ancestors and to acknowledge that this mountain, the Ganundak, is a part of the vast unceded Ganyogehaga territory. All of the jurisdiction must be unconditionally returned to the caretakers, the Gatnistosera and the Rodiskaragete. The OCPM giving the green light for construction of the grandiose destruction of the mountain of the Gayanaregoa is criminal. This is a matter of international law. The United Nations Declaration on the Rights of Indigenous People, UNDRIP, states that, quote, Indigenous people have the right to use, own, develop, and control the lands, territories, and resources which they possess by reason of their traditional ownership, and emphasizes, quote, the right to repatriation of their human remains. Montreal has placed our great white pine of peace at the center of its municipal flag. We didn't give permission to the Gunajah squatters. We want our land, not patriated symbols. If reconciliation over the murder of our children is to mean anything, remove all symbols of oppression. The new Vic project will not happen. The Ganundak Mount Royal is part of a special communication system of the Ogwehunwe throughout Turtle Island. It was a major point of the message of the Great Peace. On the mountain was a treasure buried deep beneath the stone, and the valley people swore they'd have it for their very own. Tuginiyat giga radit naragat agwegu duho natin zoni. Tukinigo ona.